Easter, Week 6, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia.
God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the Righteous Lord. Mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God hath spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God, ere time began, light of light, to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Psalm 37. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me. Through your anger all my body is sick. Through my sin there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. O Lord, you know all my longing. Psalm 37 continued. My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long. All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick, spent and utterly crushed. I cry aloud in anguish of heart. O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength is spent. The very light has gone from my eyes. My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, you know all my longing. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. Psalm 37 concluded. But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defence. I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph if my foot should slip. For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay. My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right. O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Saviour. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour.
Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 3. This is the message as you heard it from the beginning, that we are to love one another. Not to be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one, and cut his brother's throat. Cut his brother's throat simply for this reason, that his own life was evil, and his brother lived a good life. You must not be surprised, brothers, when the world hates you. We have passed out of death and into life, and of this we can be sure, because we love our brothers. If you refuse to love, you must remain dead. To hate your brother is to be a murderer, and murderers, as you know, do not have eternal life in them. This has taught us love, that he gave up his life for us. And we too ought to give up our lives for our brothers. If a man who was rich enough in the world's goods saw that one of his brothers was in need, but closed his heart to him, how could the love of God be living in him? A responsory from 1 John. This has taught us what love is. Christ gave up his life for us, and we ought to give up our lives for our brothers. Alleluia. We have passed out of death and into life, and of this we can be sure, because we love our brothers. And we ought to give up our lives for our brothers. Alleluia. A reading from the homilies of St. Augustine on St. John's Gospel. The Two Lives. The Church knows two lives which have been laid down and commanded to her by God. One is through faith, the other through vision. One is passed on pilgrimage in time, the other in our eternal home. One involves toil, the other rest. One is on the way, the other in our true home. One involves work, the other brings reward. One is a life of action, the other a life of contemplation. The Apostle Peter personifies the first life, John the second. The first has no place except on earth. It lasts only to the end of the present age and comes to an end in the next world. The second life has no end in the age to come, and its perfection is delayed until the end of the present age. And so Peter is told, "Follow me," while it is said of John, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You are to follow me." You are to follow me by imitating me in enduring suffering for a time. He is to remain until I come, bringing the blessings that last forever. To state the point more plainly, action, being complete, is to follow me, shaped by the example of my passion. Contemplation, being only begun, is to remain until I come, to be perfected when I come. To follow Christ loyally, even to death, this is the fullness of patience. The fullness of knowledge remains until Christ comes, when it will be fully revealed. Here the ills of this world are endured in the land of the dying. There the good things of the Lord will be seen in the land of the living. The words, "It is my will that he should remain until I come," should not be taken to mean remain behind or continue, but rather wait. For the truth John symbolizes will not be fulfilled now, but only when Christ comes. But the truth symbolized by Peter, to whom Christ said, "You are to follow me," is to be realized now if the awaited fulfillment is to be achieved. But we should not separate these great apostles. In the truth, which Peter symbolized, they were both already present. In the truth, which John symbolized, they were both destined to be present. In symbol, Peter followed, and John remained. But in faith, both endured the present ills of this life of woe, and both waited for the future blessings of the next life of joy. It is not only of the apostles that this is true, it is true also of the whole church, Christ's holy bride, which needs to be rescued from the temptations of this life and kept safe in the joys of the next. Respectively, Peter and John represent these two lives, but jointly they both passed temporarily through the first life by faith, and both will enjoy the second life eternally by vision. And so, for the sake of all the faithful who belong inseparably to the body of Christ, in order to steer them through the storms of this life, Peter, the first of the apostles, received the keys of the kingdom of heaven, with power to bind and to loose sins. And likewise, for the sake of the faithful, in order to preserve the still and secret heart of the next life, John the Evangelist rested on Christ's breast. For it is not only Peter, but the whole church, which binds and looses sins. And it was not only John who drank from the well of the Lord's breast knowledge of the Word, who in the beginning was God and with God, and all else concerning Christ's divinity. Sublime knowledge proclaimed by John concerning the Trinity and unity of the whole Godhead, which in his kingdom we shall see face to face, but not now. Until the Lord comes, we must behold in a glass darkly. It was not only John who drank. The Lord himself has spread John's gospel throughout the world, so that, according to each one's capacity, all his people may drink it. Responsory from 1 Peter. You will have to suffer only for a little while. The God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, will see that all is well again. He will confirm, strengthen, and support you. Alleluia. He who raised the Lord Jesus to life will raise us with Jesus in our turn. He will confirm, strengthen, and support you. Alleluia. Let us pray. God and Father, your Son at his ascension promised the Holy Spirit to the apostles. They received abundant graces of wisdom from heaven. Grant us also, we pray, the gifts of your Spirit. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.